paperless movement, your productivity, your way.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Productivity Like a Pro with my dear friend and co-founder Paco Cantero. Today, we dive into routines and why they are so crucial to your overall productivity system. Paco, I'm really excited to get into this.
Yes, I think we all are, no? When we talk about systems, because we're always talking about productivity systems. We got two words there because I think that productivity and system are perfectly combined in the concept of routines, and we can dive in right now.
Yeah, so routines is something that we talk about a lot in the iCord journey as well, in the task management like a pro course, but also mention them in the project management like a pro course. Routines, what is different from routines to recurring tasks or in general tasks? So I think it's really interesting to talk about this because quite some people get confused about routines and what they should put there. So to make an easy start, we differentiate between two routines per day, which is the morning routine and the afternoon routine. And then we have also, there could be an evening routine and loads of different types of routines, right? But that's what we use at the Paperless Movement. Now, you and I are using the morning and afternoon routines. And what is this all about compared to the other stuff that we work on?
The first thing I think we should talk about is about systems, because this is the starting point of routines. Why the heck do we create routines? It's because we need to understand and interiorize that we are systems. And the moment that we understand that we are systems, then routines make the perfect fit, we could say, because a routine is just a set of tasks that you execute. That's the main definition. They don't have to be, it doesn't matter, in fact, the chunk of time for each task. The point is that you block that time slot on your calendar to execute their routine. The routine is like a checklist of tasks that you execute sequentially without thinking, and that guarantees that you don't miss anything at all. And that's the most important thing, because that's what we always say and double down on the concept of running a system on autopilot. And that's what this happens when you use routines, that you start working on autopilot, because the routines help you a lot about the things that needs to be done at a certain moment, for instance, in the morning or at the afternoon or even at the end. I think that also creating a routine at the end of the day is something that we recommend, but we know that it's pretty tough for me. At least it's pretty tough, because at that moment you are completely out of energy. And well, dedicating time to a last routine in the day, that's something that it's hard, but I have to admit it, the moment that I execute that routine, it's the cherry on top for a day, and also the cherry on top for the beginning of the next day. Okay.
So that's, yeah, that's great. So take us into your world of your routines. Maybe you share your morning checklist with us. How do you start your day as a busy professional?
I was counting the number of tasks that I perform in my morning routine, and there are 12. I got 12 different tasks that I execute, and that's why it's so important. Because I was remembering one thing that one of our members in the membership told us, that is that he trusted a lot about notifications. And we say that because of routines, you can start forgetting about notifications, because notifications are, well, something that you only need to use when there's no other option, because the way of not being interrupted by notifications is creating routines, is creating and developing and building a productivity system that takes care of yourself. And this is what happens when you start using the routines. Imagine that I should create 12 notifications for every one of the tasks that I have inside my routine. That would be crazy. First off, preparing the notifications, then receiving the 12 notifications, and they're starting to close all the notifications. So that could be a starting point of the day, really horrible. And things I do about my morning routine, so people with an example can get some inspiration or some indicators of how they can manage and create those routines. They are pretty simple. They are obvious. They are things that you just want to do daily. That's the most important thing. And you don't want to forget about it. You also have to think about the energy level that you have. For instance, I'm studying French for the last 4 years. And for instance, something that I do first thing in the morning is sending an email to my French teacher. And that's something that I have been doing recurrently for the last, I think I am right now close to 1,100 email consecutive. And that's because of a routine, because I come to the office, I'm listening to a podcast in French. So for me, it's a habit that I have implemented that whenever I come here, my brain is thinking in French. So it's the best moment to create the email, and then boom, I do it and that's it. Then I send, as you can see, we can combine here in a routine personal things or things related to your professional life. For instance, I send two WhatsApp messages, one to my wife and the other one to my son, so that I make some reflection, a joke, whatever that comes to my mind. It's a way of being engaged in the relationship, and that's something that I also do. And then I really go into work mode. And what I do is start checking all the different channels that I interact with my team, because that's pretty important, because that's something that I do first thing in the morning, because that way I avoid someone to be waiting for my reply, my feedback, or whatever. So I start checking all the different channels. For us here at the Paperless Movement are ClickUp, Linear, those are two project management tools that we use. Also Slack, that it's our internal messaging tool. I also check Texts. Texts, it's an app that I use to combine and merge all the different messaging platforms that are out there. I got there that comes from LinkedIn, or the DMs that come from Twitter, or the WhatsApp messages, or the e-message, or a lot of different sources of receiving messages. I check them. I reply to everyone. Then I plan the to-do's. As you see, I'm not saying that I'm executing things in my project management. It's just checking quickly if someone is waiting for me, or if I need to delegate something, then I do it, because that's something that takes only 1-2 minutes, 5 at the most, at the longest. And then I can forget, and I know that there aren't any people inside my team wasting their time or waiting for my reply, or something gets blocked. That's why it's so important to do that first thing in the morning. Then I plan the speedies that I use Todoist, that application, and I check all the speedies that I'm committed to do today. Speedies are, for those who are not used to the ICOR terminology, they are tasks that takes less than 15 minutes to execute. Those are tasks that you don't need to plan to create a time slot or whatever in your calendar. It belongs to the slot or the time block related to speedies, so that at that moment you can batch all of them and then you execute them and you forget about it. That's what I do. I plan. I don't execute any of my speedies. I just check and decide the ones that I'm going to execute today. And that's it. The rest, I delay them or change the due date of those speedies. Then what else? I check all the different project management tools, because I use Sansama as a planner. And then I decide the tasks that are inside my project management tools that I'm committed to do today also.
It's the difference between a planner and a task manager or a project management tool. Paco just published an article about this going into detail. What's the difference there? So if you want to check this out, go to our website, paperlessmovement.com. And there is actually a big difference between the two. And that's why we are using Sansama in combination with other task management tools. And also talking about routines, these routines that Paco is listing right now, they are sitting in Sansama inside the planner, because that's where we execute the routines. And Paco and I, we have something in common. It's really important, as Paco already mentioned in the beginning, this routine list is not the same for everyone. So that's why it's important for many to hear what Paco has on this list, because they're very individual and personal stuff and things like that. Something we have in common is, for example, checking ClickUp and checking Todoist. Why is this? Because we are using Sansama. So I go to Sansama in the morning, in my morning routine, and I see there check ClickUp and check Todoist. So I go to ClickUp and go through the inbox and things like that and organize the day, how I want to work in ClickUp. And the same I do in Todoist to organize my speedies. So Paco and I have the same setup there when it comes to this combination. But as Paco already mentioned, he is using in his other business Linear as a project manager. So there are obviously another combination of tools. But the basic is that there is a morning routine And it is just very satisfying to start the day going through the routine and know everything is under control after you finish the list.
Correct, because here, as people can see, we are managing our time. That's why what a planner is supposed to be used to. I'm deciding what I do with my time. And one of the things that I decide to do or to execute are these routines. Because finally, what I do is planning Sansama. I plan my day. So I decide the order that I will execute the different tasks that I want to execute. I put them in order. And then finally, I execute my first time slot of email management. I have two different time slots during the day, one here and the other one it takes during my afternoon routine. And whenever I'm done with that, my morning routine takes me, I don't know, maybe it depends on the email management. I'm managing more than 150 or 200 emails per day, so you can imagine. But here again, in the morning, I do exactly the same. I just execute or complete or check as done the emails that need a reply. It's the same concept of delegate, because here in the morning, highest level of energy, and that's why I don't want to waste time doing things that require a lot of thinking process. It doesn't mean that I execute my morning routine the first thing in the morning, because in fact, what I do my first thing in the morning is the deep thinking work. In my case, is writing the articles or writing content that it really needs my highest level of energy. And then after that I get a little bit exhausted, then I execute this thing. That's for me very important, that to position and to allocate in the right time these routines so that they don't become disruptive elements in your productivity system, but you guarantee that everything that needs to be done or checked will be done at the right moment and in the right way. And that's for me pretty important.
Amazing. Yeah, that's great. And now we move on to the afternoon routine. So we already mentioned that there is no evening routine. So how do you finish your day then? Is the afternoon routine the last routine that you do, or do you do any work afterwards? How do you plan and structure this one?
In my case, I start my afternoon at 4 o'clock. I know that people from Spain are quite different. We have lunch at 2:30, even 3 o'clock. That's why we are so crazy. And the point is that I come back to the office at 4 o'clock, and that's the moment that I execute my afternoon routine, that I start by, again, checking my email. As you see, there's a gap. For instance, more or less, I started doing my first email time slot at around, 11 o'clock or so. And then I make another one at about 4 in the afternoon. So more or less, you see there's a time gap that it's enough. So people know also we have created different standards, because if something is urgent, this is something that we will talk, because we are focused on trying to be asynchronous in our work. We don't want interruptions. We don't want notifications. We want every person in our team manages their time on their own. And that's for us pretty important. That's why we try to create this system that never interrupt unless it's necessary, because obviously all the system standards and SOPs and all this stuff should always be based on common sense and not the other way around. And going back to my afternoon routine, what I do at this moment is the execution of the things. So I execute all the emails. So I achieve inbox zero daily, no excuse. We will talk some other day about the concept of inbox zero, because I think that many people think quite different about what inbox zero represents. And it's important to share with the people what we understand as the concept of inbox zero. And then what I do is start executing all the different things inside Slack, because there are action items inside Linear, inside ClickUp, inside Todoist, inside Text. That's the moment that I start executing those things, because those things, most of them are what we call shallow thinking, and it doesn't require at the highest level of energy. You cannot be exhausted, obviously, but with a low level of energy, you can calmly do it. It's a chunk of time that it takes longer than the morning routine. For me, it takes at around, it depends on every day, but more or less it's about 2 hours. And with that, I can say that I'm done. You know, here we can see a bird's eye view of my day. You know, it's deep working, morning routine, blank spaces for unexpected events, then the afternoon routine, and then again, blank space to handle with unexpected. And then the cherry on top, as we said, it would be the end of the day routine, but that's, I have to admit it, it's not easy for me at all. And there are many. It's one of my big purposes and big goals for the next year is really engage with this end of the day routine that I've been fighting for years. So that's why people don't need to feel bad or something like that when they don't complete perfectly what is planned and things like that. Because, well, I'm 47 years old and I've been living without completing my end of the day routine and no problem at all.
Yeah, but the key is really that it is there reminding you. I also have, for example, in my afternoon routine, clean studio. I'm working in the studio. I don't need to be reminded of this, but it feels good that you just can take things off. I know in Paco's biorhythm, cleaning the desk and everything is already internalized. So there's no point that something will be left on the desk. It's a difference to me. So I really enjoy coming to the studio and everything is clean and tidy. Yeah, so there are many things that you can add to these routines, and it's really great to differentiate the routine block from the normal tasks and also using a different tool for the routines rather than having everything in one to-do list or things like that. Obviously, now we could discuss about, is it worth paying all these subscriptions and so on. Sansama, we use to consolidate external task managers and project managers to get it in one view, to plan it out properly. That's the main reason. But we really think it's always worth to have several tools and leverage their superpower to the max. And having these routine blocks and then blocking out the time to work on these, like we work on the speedy block and things like that, that makes it really nice to work during the throughout the day, but also to be flexible. So not everything. You could use the calendar and plan out these routines there. But as Paco mentioned, if you have every day recurring tasks on your calendar with 12 different routines that you want to go through, and you say 15 minutes there, 5 minutes there, and so on, this is always missing. It gives you the notifications that the next event is starting and things like that. So having just a checklist that you can check off, even in the end of the day that you didn't have time to do it in the morning to check off these lists, but you have done it. I feel a lot more free using routines, and I feel a lot more in control using routines. So I hope this was giving you some insights into routines, also for our members who went through the task management like a pro course and the project management like a pro course, where we talk about routines to give even more perspective on what's the difference between routines and what you put into the routines versus your normal work tasks that you put out there. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and join us in the Paperless Movement community. We are both in there. And if you have any further questions about routines, we are happy to answer them in there. We catch you up next time.
See you guys.